So right about now, this time of year, we're coming up on year end. As of the recording of this podcast, we're looking at the end of November, early December. So right about now, everyone's starting to at least think about their goals for the new year. Now, there are several major things that people typically forget about when they're setting their goals. Now, before you even think of giving me an eye roll, you get my no smart goals guarantee. I'm sure you've seen every sales trainer and their mother. They literally bring their mother to the podcast and they love to talk about the importance of setting smart goals. They have to be specific and measurable and blah, 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 freaking blah. Today, we're going to go at it from a very different perspective. My name is Paul Castain from Castain Training Systems, and I'm the author of the YourSalesPlaybook.com blog and your host for the Sales Playbook Podcast. I've personally trained over 25,000 sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners to sell more. So get your playbooks ready because school is now in session. Okay, so today we're going to talk about the things people tend to forget about when they're setting their goals for the new year. Now, I want to let you know that this episode of the Sales Playbook Podcast is brought to you by our Black Friday sale, and the sale is going to be ending shortly. So what I'm going to do is, obviously, I'm going to talk about it at the end of the podcast, but I want to give you the link right now in case you want to just pause this and check it out. Pull the car over, obviously. But if you visit yoursalesplaybook.com/Black Friday 19, all lowercase letters, just picture it all, just one big word, no spaces or anything. yoursalesplaybook.com/Black Friday 19. Now, this is going to be one episode in a three-part series. So I'm going to keep it short and sweet. So this way you can take each episode and immediately put them into action instead of having a longer episode and so many things they might say, I don't even know where to begin. It's year end. I don't have time for this shit, Castain. So I'm trying to remove any possible excuses in actually taking action from the podcast. So if you don't mind, I want to jump right in today because, again, I want to keep this short and sweet. So what happens? The first mistake, these are in no particular order, but the very first mistake that we're going to talk about here is that a lot of people forget to take an honest look at their current skill level in the areas needed to crush their New Year's goals. Let me say it again. That was a mouthful. They tend to forget to take an honest look at the current skill level in the areas needed to crush the New Year's goal. So let me give you an example. Let's just say one of many of your goals for the year, and we're going to tack this from the perspective of sales goals, because last time I checked, this is called what? The Sales Playbook Podcast. So let's talk about it from a sales perspective, for a goof, right? For shits and giggles, as they say. So if your goal is to bring in X amount of revenue from X amount of new accounts, right? This is one of many goals you have. X amount of brand spanking new revenue from X amount of brand spanking new accounts. There's a lot of things that you want to look at. One of them is you're going to want to look at your time management skills. And you know, are you consistent with your prospecting? But also too, if you also, like, if it's not only just bringing in new accounts, you also have to manage the book of business, then you're going to need to look at your time management skills in handling what I refer to as the three drivers of sales success. And driver number one is new account acquisition. Well, that's kind of what we're talking about right now. But if you also have to manage that business, that brings us to driver number two. We have to be able to retain that business and wow those customers, right? So retain and wow those customers. And that brings us to, that was driver number two. Driver number three, we obviously want to be able to grow that business. So that's really what we're going to call account development. So I want you to look at, well, how is my time management skill? And am I able to get and keep prospecting on the calendar? Am I able to get and keep retention and wowing on the calendar? And am I able to get and keep account development on the calendar? But it doesn't stop there, right? How about your prospecting skills? Are you using a mix? And what I mean by a mix, are you only clinging to one or two at most forms of outreach, which typically, anybody want to take a guess? I can't hear you anyway. I mean, it's going to look kind of effing ridiculous, you yelling at your radio or your computer or wherever the hell you are, especially if you're in a cubicled environment. There you are talking to yourself like a jackass, but what the hell? Do it anyway. That's what we do here. Seriously. So the top two are the phone and email, but there's a whole world beyond those things. So, I mean, are you using LinkedIn? Okay. Well, should you be using LinkedIn? How are your LinkedIn skills? Are you using, we mentioned it before, are you using email to the fullest? How are your email skills? Are you working referrals? Are you working snail mail? Again, look in the mirror. And if you notice what I said before, I said that you need to take an honest look at your current skill level. I say honest because, quite frankly, many of us, and I don't say us to just sound kind of cute, or, wow, he's just being a good trainer, and he's being very inclusive and putting himself in there. When I say shit like us, it's because I've made the mistakes, and in many cases, I've made them recently. So, but the honest look thing is because many of us have a little something-something called an ego. And when I say many of us, that's just my kind way of saying all of us. We deal with an ego in sales. The ego can be an incredible thing in sales, believe it or not. Seriously, we think it's a bad thing. Part of the whole ego thing, and I kind of refer to it as the dichotomy of ego when I want to sound intelligent. And when dichotomy is on my word a day calendar, I use it. But really, when we look at ego, the first part of it is an awesome thing because it's really our body armor. It protects us from all the rejection and all the bullshit that we face as sales professionals, right? This is an emotional roller coaster. So it can really serve us in a body armor type of fashion. But there's a bad part of it, right? This is when we get into the dichotomy part. And the bad part of it is sometimes the ego has us believing that we're better than we are, or dismissing things that seem babyish to us and basic and things that we deem as sales 101. You might have gone through it already with part of this podcast today and give me an eye roll like, no shit, Castain, of course I'm supposed to look at my skill level. But great, I mean, you know, so you know that. And I would venture to say that you know lots of things. I do. I'm not gonna be bashful about it. Hey, speaking of ego, man, I'm gonna be totally egotistical right now and tell you I know lots of shit, but doesn't mean I'm doing lots of shit. Doesn't mean you're doing lots of shit. So knowing and doing, they're two different things. So when you find yourself saying, I know that, that sells 101, that's basic, I've heard that before, but does it mean that you're doing it? So when we say take an honest look, number one, realize that you might not be as good as you think you are. And you really want to approach this with the mindset of a humble student. And what I say to people all the time, and I hope you take this the right way, I like to use myself as an example. I've been selling since I was 18 years old. And for those of you who are confused by my youthful appearance, I am 54 years old. So if you do the math, right? And you're not an idiot like me that flunked math God knows how many times. But that's over 36 years in sales. And I promise you, you don't want to be around me during a week where I felt I didn't have time to really dig in and listen to some podcasts or listen to some audiobooks or whatever. But it's not just in that environment where I'm a humble student. It's in assessing my performance. It's in constantly looking in the mirror. And not that mirror that makes you look 20 pounds thinner, like the really cool ones at the department stores and everything. I'm talking about the one that shows you for who you are. So the first thing I want you to do is ask your ego to leave the room, and I want you to take a very quick inventory of your skill level. Now, to make it easy, I have a free download for you. I've been giving it away forever. And don't you dare, when you hear what it is, so yeah, I've heard Castain do it before. Oh yeah, you're always giving that away, Castain. But it kind of goes back to that sales 101 bullshit we talked about. If you even think that when I say what this is, I need you to say, okay, yeah, have I heard it before? And I actually did it. You see, because that means dick. Seriously. Well, I've heard it before. That is your ego protecting you from the brutal truth, which is I was too lazy to effing do this thing that Paul's been talking about forever. You see, what's less painful to say? Is it less painful to say, oh, yeah, you always talk about that? Or is it less painful for you to say, oh, yeah, he's been talking about this and I've never done it, right? So, yeah, blame Castain for always talking about it. So the free resource that I have for you is a checklist where I put together the qualities of sales rock stars. And we probably have a good, I'm guessing 75 or 80 qualities. And next to each quality, I have a box, like 10 boxes actually, labeled 1 to 10, so you can rate yourself on a scale from 1 to 10. And again, I want your ego out of the room. You have to tell your ego, okay, listen, ego, go sit at the kiddie table, right? The grown-ups now got to talk. Ego, get the F out of the room, man. Grow legs. Leave. Hasta la vista, baby. And don't let the, you know, the door hit you with the good Lord split you. And get rid of your damn ego. And I want you to look at this as a humble student who is ready to kick the shit out of 2020. And in order to do that, we have to have a really honest assessment of our current skill level. So what I want you to do is visit to get this free download, yoursalesplaybook.com/checklist. yoursalesplaybook.com/checklist. All one word. And what I want you to do is just take a good look at where you're at and flag the areas where you're going to have to get better if you want to kick ass in 2020. Now, what I want you to do is do a few things. Now, we can't stop there, right? Just by looking at where we have to get better. So what I want you to do, and we talked about this last week, by the way, is I want you to do this. There's two different approaches that you could take to this, and you could even blend these two approaches together. The first approach we talked about last week was taking a one-a-day approach where you take one item each and every day, and you don't have to change it up each and every day. You could, let's just say you decide that one of the areas you have to get better is asking better questions, doing a better needs assessment. Well, or a better needs analysis. And you could stay on that every day for the next month or two if you want, if you feel you need a lot of love in that area. But however way you want to do it is fine. But every single day, what I want you to do is get that on your calendar. Get the things each and every day as an appointment with yourself. And I want you to flag one action item. And my advice here would be at the end of each day, think about, well, what's my action item going to, what area am I going to improve tomorrow? And what's the action item going to be? And the way I want you to approach that action item is, yeah, wouldn't it be awesome if we had the kind of time and patience to say, I've got 2 hours to work on this skill area. You don't have 2 hours. And the problem is, a lot of people come out in the new year with all this piss and vinegar. They're ready to kick ass. And what happens is, barely a few weeks into the new year, usually by the third week in January, they've gone right back to the stuff that they were doing. So I don't want you doing that. What I'd rather see you do is take consistent, as in every single day, working on your improvement muscles. So take an area where you want to get better and just flag an action item that you're going to take that isn't going to take you long. And when I say isn't going to take you long, it could be a 5-minute thing. It could be a 15-minute thing. It could be as simple as maybe your very first thing, if you want to get better at a needs analysis, is step number one, today I have 3 appointments, and on those, I'm going to be conscious of the questions that I'm asking. Or it might be going into those meetings, I'm going to try to be a little more intentional with the questions that I'm asking or whatever. Or I'm going to pay attention to how people are responding when I'm asking questions. You see, as simple as that. But now that's approach number one. Approach number two could easily be married into approach number one. And we talked about it last week. And it's called the aggregation of marginal gains. The aggregation of marginal gains. And just a real simple cheat sheet as to what the hell this is, because it sounds really sophisticated. And remember, a lot of people in training and development, they love to use these big phrases to let everybody know how effing smart they are. Me, I already know you guys think I'm an idiot, so I don't need to prove anything, right? We're not going to be, my stock isn't going to be going up with you guys. You already labeled me as a jackass. So I'm going to dumb it down. And really, your translation of the aggregation of marginal gains is by, again, flagging that thing that you want to get better at. And when you set that daily action item, it needs to be with the mindset of, how can I get a 1% improvement in that area? That's kind of what we talked about before when I told you about the questions that you're asking. I said it could be as simple as, okay, I'm going to be more mindful of the questions I'm asking. Well, you know, there's your 1% right there. We're not looking to change the world in the next 24 hours, but we're also not looking at this where we're saying, okay, I've got 70 years to get better. You're going to go hungry, man. You're going to be, you know, pretty poor by the end of that exercise. So we want to have urgency, but we also are not looking at this where we have to have this in mass, this massive improvement by tomorrow. If every single day we just look at it like, I want to get 1% better, then the next day I want to now compound that interest and get 1% better than the 1% better I was yesterday. Now, when you do the math on it, this is how you take massive action and you have massive improvement. But it's really as simple as that, folks. I mean, I'm not going to go into much more this week, but all I want you to be mindful of this week is that a lot of people, when they're setting up their goals, they forget to include this whole thing of looking at your skill level. And the example I gave last week was, I almost want you to pretend you're a contractor and you're going on this job. A contractor is going to look at the job and they're going to say, okay, I need the following tools to be able to do the job right. That's what this little checklist thing is. This is you looking at the tools you're going to need to be able to do the job next year, and not just do it. We're not looking at just surviving. We're looking at thriving next year. We're not in this. You're not taking time out of your day to listen to this podcast. Or if you're a customer of mine, you haven't hired me just to get by and just to survive. Our goal here is to thrive and have our best year ever. And then each and every day, work on these areas that you've identified. Take action every single day. Get it on the calendar every single day. And when it's on the calendar, I want you to regard it with the same level of respect you would if you had an appointment with a client or a potential client. And what I mean by that is, you wouldn't just blow off those appointments for any old reason, but give yourself the same level of respect. When you set an appointment with yourself, whether it be to prospect or to maybe work on your account development skills or to work on your time management skills or learning time or podcast time, whatever the heck it is, don't just blow off that appointment with yourself just for the hell of it. You need to give yourself that gift so that you can have your best year ever. And at a minimum, that you can continue to grow because we are humble students. So that's what I have for you. Now, the last thing that I want to mention, I mentioned it at the beginning, and I really believe this is very, very timely. We have the Black Friday sale that's going on. The reason why I think this could be a very good thing for you is that there's some of you who have been listening to me for a while, and you wish you could work with me. But for whatever reason, you know, and maybe it's financial, maybe you can't afford to, or you feel that you can't afford to work with me. This Black Friday sale, I believe, is going to help, because let me tell you some of the things we have. We actually have 90-minute training downloads for $58 during this Black Friday sale. We have 4-session courses for $250. We have 25% off sales training for your entire sales team. And we call it on-site training, where I come out and I train your team. It could also be 25% off a sales kickoff if your team does that. We also have, and this one is something that might really hit home with you, we have $200 off our one-on-one coaching program. So if you'd like to learn more, the biggest thing that I have to tell you, I can't stress it enough, you gotta move fast, because here it is, it's November 30th. I'm only going to have this sale going until December 2nd. So we've got 2 days left in this sale, and then everything goes right back up to the old pricing. So if you visit yoursalesplaybook.com/BlackFriday19, yoursalesplaybook.com/BlackFriday19. With that, I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get them. The Sales Playbook Podcast is a Castain Training Systems production. Come visit our blog at yoursalesplaybook.com/blog.